Hello from CNN, I'm Jo Beck, with the five things you need to know for Thursday, April 25th. Today, Donald Trump's attorneys are trying to convince the Supreme Court that the former president can't be convicted over anything he did while he was in office. They argue presidential immunity protects him from criminal prosecution for interfering with the 2020 election. And if the justices agree, it could be the end of many of the criminal cases Trump is facing. We asked CNN's Caitlin Polans for more details.
Joe, this case is about whether Donald Trump can go to trial. In this case, there's discussion of can Trump himself be charged for what he was doing then, or is there a bubble around the American presidency? There's a bigger question here at play, though, that the justices are likely going to be weighing quite heavily. What is the protection around the presidency throughout history and for the future?
Nearly 100 people were arrested at the University of Southern California last night as a peaceful pro-Palestinian protest turned sour when police entered the campus.
When we saw the LAPD coming in from Vermont Avenue and working with campus officers and circling in on them, it definitely changed the mood.
That was the editor of a student paper telling CNN scuffles broke out between police and demonstrators over posting signs on trees. Dozens of similar arrests have been made at the University of Texas in Austin. While at Columbia, negotiations were extended yesterday between protesters and officials over clearing the pro-Palestinian encampment. And while the movement continues to spread at major U.S. universities, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the protests are anti-Semitic.
This is reminiscent of what happened in German universities in the 1930s. It's unconscionable.
House Speaker Mike Johnson called on Colombia's president to resign if, quote, she cannot immediately bring order to this chaos, while the university's board of trustees says it strongly supports her. The Biden administration has finalized a set of rules to cut hazardous planet-warming pollution from power plants. They include pushing coal and new natural gas power plants to either cut or capture 90% of their climate pollution by 2032. And the rules are expected to lower CO2 emissions from the sector by 75% from their 2005 levels. The EPA also announced tougher rules for mercury emission from smokestacks and safer disposal of some power plant byproducts. And later today, President Joe Biden is expected to announce an agreement to provide semiconductor maker Micron with more than $6 billion in funding. That'll partly go towards building two new chip factories in Boise, Idaho and Clay, New York. Both announcements are seen as ways to bolster Biden's appeal on the campaign trail. Senator Bernie Sanders is launching an investigation into the pricing of some popular weight loss drugs. Sanders is asking Novo Nordisk how it comes up with the prices for Ozempic and Wegovy, and if it's willing to reduce that. Ozempic is approved by the FDA to treat diabetes, and Wegovy to help certain people lose weight or lower their risk of cardiovascular disease. Novo Nordisk says it's committed to working on ways to support access and affordability. In January, it raised Ozempic's list price to $969 for a four-week supply, but kept the price of Wegovy unchanged at $1,349. Coming up, a country has accused Apple of using blood minerals. The government of the Democratic Republic of Congo is asking Apple to stop using what it calls blood minerals. Lawyers say the tech giant buys minerals from Rwanda, knowing that they have been illegally smuggled out of war-torn areas of the DRC. They say the DRC gets no compensation for the minerals, which includes things like tin and gold, which are used to make phones and laptops. Apple's most recent corporate filing claims its minerals were conflict-free for a ninth straight year, and says its due diligence found, quote, no reasonable basis that any armed groups benefited financially. That's all for now. Our next episode drops at noon Eastern.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.